You are now listening to today's daily devotional by PodHour. To enhance your morning daily devotional, we highly encourage you to listen to the artist in adoration for a soaking session following today's word. The gift of God's grace and the journey of sanctification. Scripture, Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 10, The Message. Saving is all His idea and all His work. All we do is trust Him enough to let Him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join Him in the work He does, the good work He has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. In today's devotional, let's explore the gift of God's grace and the journey of sanctification that we embark on as followers of Christ. As recipients of God's saving grace, we are called to participate in His work, growing in holiness and Christlikeness, and fulfilling the good works He has prepared for us. One key aspect of the gift of God's grace is understanding that our salvation is not based on our own efforts or merits, but rather on the completed work of Jesus on the cross. By placing our faith in Christ, we receive the gift of eternal life and the assurance of God's love, forgiveness, and presence. This understanding frees us from the pressure to earn God's favor and enables us to rest in His grace. Another important element of the journey of sanctification is recognizing that spiritual growth is a lifelong process that requires intentionality, discipline, and cooperation with the Holy Spirit. As we engage in practices such as prayer, Bible study, worship, and fellowship, we invite the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, transforming our hearts and minds and shaping us into the image of Christ. In addition, the journey of sanctification involves a commitment to serving and loving others, as we seek to fulfill the good works that God has prepared for us. This means using our gifts, talents, and resources to bless others and advance God's kingdom, and striving to live lives marked by love, compassion, and justice. As we engage in acts of service and kindness, we not only bring glory to God but also experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from participating in His redemptive work. Lastly, it's essential to remember that the journey of sanctification is marked by both progress and setbacks, as we learn to rely more fully on God's grace and to grow in our understanding of His love and character. By embracing both our successes and failures as opportunities for growth and transformation, and by continually turning to God for strength, guidance, and forgiveness, we can persevere in our journey of sanctification and experience the abundant life that Jesus promised. Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Your grace and the assurance of our salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Help us to embrace the journey of sanctification, recognizing that spiritual growth is a lifelong process that requires intentionality, discipline, and cooperation with Your Holy Spirit. Teach us to serve and love others as we seek to fulfill the good works You have prepared for us, and to embrace both our successes and failures as opportunities for growth and transformation. May our lives continually reflect Your love, grace, and holiness as we grow in our relationship with You. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.